Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, to the second episode of Chat Wrestling and More. Today is going to be pretty straightforward. We're going to go right through with the Royal Rumble picks for this Sunday's upcoming pay-per-view, and it's going to be pretty sweet. 347-857-2726 to get in on the chat. Please call in. And that's all I got to say. And we're going to check out the phone line here. We got a caller on the line. Caller 570-313. You are live on Chat Wrestling and More. Who's this?
This is Skook.
Oh, we got Skook.
Yeah. I am pumped to be back.
That's pretty sweet. Thank you, Skook, for calling in. It's always appreciated. And you can start off with your Royal Rumble picks. Go ahead.
For the Royal Rumble, I'd like Daniel Bryan or Dolph Ziggler. Who wouldn't? Most likely to win is probably Reigns, but I want Ziggler. He's one of the popular guys right now. It's kind of a clue because he lost his IC title, though. Divas match, and I'm not going to care for, but I'm going to
go
for
it. One at a time. I think Ziggler's winning. I know it.
Yes. I want him to, too.
It just makes sense. If you heard what comment he made to CM Punk on SmackDown,
it kind of makes sense. What was his comment?
He said something about he'd rather be fighting against the authorities and sitting home on his couch and complaining on a podcast.
You know what? I could have swore I saw that somewhere, but that's
probably
pretty awesome.
Wrestling, Jake.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's where it was. All right, I'll go with the Divas match second.
You guys take it one at a time. Why are you jumping to the Divas match? We got to analyze it. How else could Kofi Kingston avoid elimination? I mean, think of something. He's going to do it. He's like an acrobat in the Royal Rumble, even though he's completely irrelevant.
I don't know. A couple of years ago, he used JBL's chair, I'm pretty sure, as a pogo stick. Last year, he jumped 10 feet to the ring apron. And
pretty impressive.
He also had another one last year. He, I think, hung upside down and eventually made his way back. Then he handstanded. Pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Yeah, all right. Move on to the next match, Kook, would you?
Yeah. Next match. We'll go with the big title match.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go for Seth in this one all the way. Seth, he's winning.
It's going to be John Cena.
Yeah, but
he's just a champion at a live event in March. And Dolph Ziggler winning the Rumble didn't actually make sense. This totally waste itself.
You would love to admit that you would love Seth to win, wouldn't you? Would you love him to win?
I would love Seth to win, but it's not happening.
Yeah. I don't think it's his time yet. Yes.
He's probably going to be the first one to cash in his money to make at WrestleMania. Mark my words, I said it first. Well, not first, but I said it first.
I'm making the wrong kid.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good match, probably.
You're not going to see a lot of Rollins offense, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you can,
we sure as hell better not see another 16 German suplexes.
We will. That's all he does. He eats, sleeps, suplex, repeat. He comes back for 50 grand a show, and then he leaves. That's how it goes.
He is a part-timer, face it, people.
Well, no fuck.
Yeah, but I hate him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be good. Call in the number 347-857-2726. Get on the chat. Please call in. Not that we're desperate or anything, but we're just cool. That's been good. It's cool. Has to go, so. Bye, Skook. Get the fuck out of here.
See you.
Bye, Skook. Hang up. All right, so moving along. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies, we are going to have a Chat Wrestling and More show Sunday night, an hour before the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. How cool is that? Anyway, let's move on to the next match. Ding, ding, ding. Holy fuck! There's a caller on the line. Oh, wait, no, there isn't. That was my bad. Skook has dropped out, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope we don't see any more of that 50 cocksucker anymore. All right. I don't know what to do. I don't know. We're going to Jeff Spooky. He's a little appreciated man around here, and he's... I'm going to share something with you about Skook. Skook wears diapers and he pees sitting down. This just set the record straight. Skook also does ballet. He thrives off of it. It's inherited in his culture and whatnot. So, yeah, Skook's a lady. Yeah. Your mom. Whatever. Skook, Skook, Skook. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 23 minutes left. I don't know what the fuck to talk about, but whatever. I don't know what to talk about. Oh, my God. How about that, those patriots? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller on the line. Let's go right to the phone line. 570-313, you are live on Chat Wrestling More. Who's this? Skook!
Yeah, thanks for saying I wear diapers.
You're welcome. It's really appreciated, especially in my show.
That's a little personal, don't you think?
Yeah, it kind of is, but whatever. That's what we do on Chat Wrestling More, ladies and gentlemen. 347-857-2726. Don't call us. Don't give a fuck. I'm going to use my cell. This is pretty fun. Hi, Spooky. You have to go for dinner, so I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye, Spooky. Skook eats pretty frequently, I'll give you that. Oh, my God, dude. So moving along, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about next. We're going to talk about the I think no doubt is going over. That's not even a debate. I mean, come on. I mean, who the hell wants to see the Outlaws back again? That's just like, you might as well bring the APA in there. Have them lay on top of the Ascension too. The humping them and whatnot, but yeah, there's no doubt that the Ascension's going over. That's like Dean Ambrose going up against Jake Snake Roberts. Like, no shit, we know who's gonna win. But oh well, and we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line. Caller, you are live on Chat Wrestling and More. Who's this?
This is Skook.
Oh, Skook. Back again, baby.
Yeah.
Woo! Alright. So, I'm just talking about the Ascension versus the New Age Outlaws. And, because you are right next to me. So, give me your prediction on this match. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go for the Ascension. They're going to kill the New Age Outlaws.
I wouldn't say that.
Like,
the Ascension still have it. In case you didn't see them in the last one.
I said the Ascension are going to win.
Yeah, but I meant the New Age Outlaws.
Oh, you confused me. True
obviously
that.
You can't hear too good, but...
No, you messed up.
I didn't mess up anything.
Obviously, you don't speak too good.
I'm not laughing. All right. Well,
all right.
Now it's time to move.
Oh, sorry. They're
moving on again.
Well, I'm so excited to see Martin come back after 3-4 months. Dude, good. Yeah, that's a good one. Excited to see Sam and Sheamus. I don't care for them. Sheamus.
He's going to be a big time baller again. I wouldn't be surprised to see him get back in that big chance. WWE World Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller in your line.
Get us in. I'm not that cool.
Whoa, you're pretty cool, Terry.
Thank you, I love you.
Me too, I'm your biggest fan.
Just so you know, my real name is Nicholas Jacob Walton Katolka. For those of you wondering.
Can I just call you Jake Walton?
I like to give you a shout out.
Welcome
to
Canada.
Me. Say me.
Now we're going to move on to another match on the show that no one really gives a crap about. The Divas Tag Team match is Paige and Natalya taking on the Bella Twins. WWE Divas Champion, Nikki Bella and her sister Brie. Jake, Chandler, me with you guys. I think Natalya takes
the same here.
Bella's going to be breaking up against her, which will maybe lead to Brie getting a shot at the title. That's what I think. Jake, fill me in. Give me your thoughts. Give me everything.
I'm going to go for Natalya and Paige. I just can't see that Bella's winning. And about that thing with Brie and Nikki's playing a part, that's just awesome because it gives beautiful Brie shot at the title. Breezy.
The Bella's not that high. I mean, Kelly's top.
I know. Natalya.
Kelly's higher than the Bella's. I don't need Bruce Cottles in the Bella's, and that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, you can admit they're pretty.
They're pretty.
It was like a fucking bitchy girl from high school.
All
right, sure. That's all I got to say for that Divas match, I guess so.
Yeah, there's not much to say in a Divas match.
Sure.
They don't even build Divas, right? Let's move on to the... Yes, it's going to be the greatest match of the night. Guess what it is?
What is it?
Yes, come on, the best match in the show.
The Chris show.
No, the Royal Rumble, idiot.
My bad.
You might as well, bad. Now,
you know, it's big success.
We're not talking about the Royal Rumble. There's not enough to talk about the Royal Rumble. What do you think about Doug Horse in this? What do you think he's good about? What do you think? This is the most elimination. Who do you think will win the longest?
Going to be Brian, Ziggler, Reigns.
Yep.
Sheamus has been in the last 4 for 3 years, so yeah, I'm going to go with Sheamus for that.
I think Bobby Kennedy actually mentioned this on Facebook, so credit goes to him for this. I thought that was a really great idea, and I decided to mention it.
That is one hell of an idea.
It really is. But WWE doesn't expect to think of it. This is quote-unquote creative team.
They got brains as big as turtles. All right.
No one's laughing, but...
I'm laughing.
So, go ahead. Continue with the questions I gave you. What do you think is the most eliminations you get? Let me ask you this. Or something.
That would be.
He would get so much heat.
Oh.
And so at the same time, I would just die laughing. It'd be so funny.
I wouldn't die laughing. Perk's almost as over as Brian was, actually.
I wouldn't say that.
But,
no, he's not as over as Brian.
He's one of the fan favorites.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Damien. Oh, I saw memes about, like, Damien punked out. Oh, that would be gay.
I could see something like the Miz throws himself, because the Miz dead on Raw. He has two chances to win the Rumble, technically, but it'd be funny if the Miz just throws himself out on purpose. And the Miz is like, what the hell are you doing? He's supposed to, like,
win the Rumble. You know what I mean?
That'd be hilarious. So, Miz just goes over, and then we see his... whatever you want to call it, just jumping over, stunt double.
I think we might be one of the best to eliminate one of the other brothers. Like, try to eliminate Goldust or vice versa. We need to a possible
eliminate.
Not
what's
wrong.
What's
left in
me? And
we are with
the
What's his
face? I don't know. Hey, oh, Goldust is hanging up the boots after WrestleMania, and who can go in
the shower? So, yeah, I'm so dirty.
Yeah, he's showing a pile of mud and some other white stuff that I have no clue what it is. No, it's not milk. No, it's not milk and vanilla. I don't know what it was. It wasn't toothpaste either. I don't know what. But moving on to Monday Night Raw, baby. I don't know. I'm running out of stuff to say, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm just going to keep talking. If you do a positive, I'm going to get a Facebook page. Yeah, baby. People like that thing. I'm so mad. You could even just, you know, go on my Fast Twitch and like that. You could even just go on the Fast Twitch and like the Facebook page.
It's going to be great. It really is.
This big thing's coming for Chat Wrestling and more. All you got to do is log on to Blog Talk Radio and listen to us. We're phenomenal. Hi, Chick. Alright. Man, Jake Hager's a great wrestler. Jake Hager's a great wrestler. And I don't know, not much to say about him. Jack Swagger, he's just... Yeah. Oh my god, we got a caller on the line. Caller 570-313 for the third time. You are live on Yeah, Wrestling and More. Who's this?
Skunk!
Alright!
Skunk!
Yeah!
Who
you said, baby? Woo!
Woo!
It's so
cool! Damn right,
I'm in the party. You're talking to the woman. You're not
in the party. Skunk!
So we got Skunk back in the
house. Oh my god, I'm going to call my call at 570-72. You're live on the street. And yeah, wrestling move. Who's this? It makes no fucking stupid mood. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to end the episode there, because I have nothing to say. Alright, Kuka, are you okay, or do you want to keep going?
I'm okay.
I can leave and you can host the show by yourself for a bit.
Alright, the host hung out. I'm co-host! Alright, remember, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, So yeah, this is going to be a fun show. Yeah. Not much to say. Co-host Nick is right. Alright, So, we're just going to go into raw a little bit and stuff like that. So, not much to talk about.
Ladies and gentlemen, MVP is back.
Hey, I got this one caller on the line. Who is this?
This is great.
Yeah, we're done. Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
That was fun.